Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches, three lines from the top of Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph, and the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis mentioned Yehuda and Chizkiah, who are the children of Rabchiya, and the Gemara begins Yehuda and Chizkiah, B'nei Rabchiya, Yehuda and Chizkiah, who were the sons of Rabchiya, have Yasu Sudasa Kami Rebbe. They were sitting and they were eating a Suda in front of Rebbe, and as we know, Rebbe was Nasi, V'lehabaka Amri V'lehmidi, and they weren't saying anything. So Amaluhu, Rebbe said to his Shamasim, Agbu Chamka Adadiki, Kehechid Lemu. Milsa, I want you to serve a lot of wine to these young children in order that they should be comfortable and they should start speaking. And Kivan Ifsum, and once they drank, they now were able to speak freely. The Mashiach will not come until the two Bate Avos will cease to exist from Klal Yisrael. And this refers to the Reish Galusa in Bavel and the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. And of course, Rebbe was a Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Shenem and they brought a pasuk in Yeshaya that states, "Ahoyel Migdash that Mashiach will be for Migdash for Klai Yisrael, will even nega for the tzur michshol l'shnei bati Yisrael, but for the two houses of Klai Yisrael, he will be a stone that they will trip on and a rock that they will stumble on." The Gemara tells us that Amalahem that Rebbe said to Yehuda and Chizkiah, who are the children of Chia, "Donai koitzim atem matilim be'inai." By saying this, is that if you're putting thorns into my eyes, and Amalah Reb Chia, so the father of Chia said to Rebbe, "Rebbe al yir be'inecha." That you should not be angry at them. Lamaisa, you were the cause of them saying this. As Yayin Nitim Meshivim Oisis, Vesoid Nitim Meshivim Oisis, Nichtis Yayin Yatzasoid, that since both the Gematria of Yayin and Soid is 70, so there's a cloud that Nichtis Yayin Yatzasoid, and Ayin and Taisis, Hayin Adam of Perakadar, Hamis Yashi Biyena, Hereish Boymadash Shivim Zakinim, Shasay Misgabal Yayin, Ben Koich Biyayin Hoitzi, that if someone can hold their wine and they're able to be Goiva and not give out any secrets, that is a sign that that person has Dash Shivim Zakenim, as he's able to control himself and he's able to make sure not to give out secrets. The Gemara continues, Om Rav Chista, Om Ma'ukfo, Va'amrilon, some say, Om Rav Chista, that Dorish Mori Bamara, Ma'idichsid, that was the Pasuk in Daniel mean when it states, Va'yishkar Hashem al Ra, Va'vieyu Aleinu, Kitzadak Hashem Alekenu, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu will cause bad things to happen to Klal Yisrael, and they will happen very quickly, as a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a Tzadik, and he is Meshum the Tzadik Hashem, Va'yishkar Hashem al Ra, Va'vieyu Aleinu, do you think because a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a Tzadik, therefore he's going to make sure that bad things happen to us quickly? It doesn't make sense. The Gemara responds in the Ein Chinami, that's exactly the Pshat of the Pasuk, at Tzedakah Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hiktim Golos Tzidkiyo V'Oy Golos Yichon Yekayames, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted righteously with Klal Yisrael, and he made sure to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and to have Tzidkiyo and the rest of Klal Yisrael go to Golos, while Yichonya and all the Talmid Chum that went to Golos with Yichonya 11 years earlier were still alive, and therefore they were able to teach Klal Yisrael Torah. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Churban on Klal Yisrael quickly, therefore Torah was not Mishtakeches Mi Yisrael. The Gemara continues, Dichsib Bei B'Golos Yichonya, as the Pasuk in Melachim Beis speaks about the Golos of Yichonya, and the Pasuk states, Ves Kol Anshei Chayel Shivas Halofim V'Achorish V'Amaskar Elef HaKol Gibrayim Oisim Melchoma Ayavim Melech Bavel Goylo Bavela. And the Pasuk Pshad in the Pasuk is that when the Pasuk speaks about Achorish V'Amaskar, that's referring to the 1,000 craftsmen and gatekeepers. However, Reb Chista brought this drush that when the Pasuk says Chorish, we can read it as if it says Cherish, which is speaking about someone that's a deaf mute. And the Pasuk is talking about the Talmid Chachamim that went to Golos with Yechonya, and refers to these Talmid Chachamim as a Chorish, or as we can read it, Cherish, that Kivin Shepeskan Akol Nasu Chorashin, that once they started discussing Torah, that everyone else were like deaf mutes, and it was as if they never spoke in Torah, and they would never hear Torah previously. And simply, the word Meskar is referring to Talmid Chachamim as Kivin Shesirin Ubalacha Shuvayim Pesach. As once they ended the conversation and they decided what the halacha should be, then there was no one there that was able to open up the discussion again and be chilek on their opinion. And the lashon masker is from the lashon seiger, or to close. And the Gemara asks, "V'kama hayu?" The how many of these talmid chum were there? And the Gemara answers, "Elef." There were 1,000 talmid chumim on this level. And the Gemara continues, "Ula amar." Ula explains that what was the tzitkus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that the pasuk states, "Vayishkar Hashem al ra, vayviyer oleinu ki tzadik Hashem alekenu." And that as we know, the Pesukim and Pashav Eschanan discuss that when Klal Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, they will do Avodah Zarah, and eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kick us out of Eretz Yisrael. And in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Hei, the Pasuk states, Kiseilu Banim Uvrei Banim V'Neshantem Ba'aretz V'Shchatem V'Asisim Pesel Tumunas Kol V'Asisim Ara Be'ini Hashem Olkech L'Achisai. And the next Pasuk states, Ha'ideisu B'chem Hayoi Mesa Shemayim V'Saretz, that if you do Avodah Zarah, Ki Avodah Toivei Dun Maher Me'ala Aretz Asha'atem Oivim Mesa Yadin Shom Yomel Rishta, Leisarichin Yomelah, Yishomi Tishomedun. And the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Neshantim that if you become corrupt in Eretz Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy Klai Yisrael. And the Gematria of Neshantim is 852, and if they would have been in Eretz Yisrael for 852 years and served that Avodah Zarah for 852 years, then Klai Yisrael would have been destroyed because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzidkus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually kicked us out of Eretz Yisrael after 850 years, and this way we never reached 852 years, and they weren't Chayiv Kliya, and they weren't completely destroyed. And the Gemara continues that since the Pasuk states, Ki Avay Toivay Dun Maher, that if you do Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy us quickly, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they will destroy us quickly, that is actually 852 years, not sooner. And of course, as we know, the Churban Bayis Rishon happened after Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael for 850 years. And as the Pasuk tells us, that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash 480 years after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Therefore, the first Beis HaMikdash was built 440 years after Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. And as we know, the first Beis HaMikdash lasted 410 years, and 410 plus 440 is 850 years until the Churban Bayis Rishon. Before we continue, let us point out Rashi Dino Maschal Vayishkoid is Lashon Vayimara K'mosh Shoykidani, and Rashi points out Shehiktem Umiya Gol Sitkio Shehi Bachreina Ba'id Shegol Sichonya Kayemes Shadayin Loi Mesu Eisen Shegol Lubavol Michonya Shoychachom Betera V'lomdu L'bnei Goyil HaChreina, and this way they were able to teach all the B'nei Goyil Teira, and Teira wasn't forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And Rashi Masech Tesukah that points out Hoyo Amar Rabbi Yechon L'bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbi Yechon who lived in Eretz Yisrael said to the people in Eretz Yisrael, Sova Yisi Shetera Shalchem Shalei Galisim Atzachem V'loi Hoyo Lechem Teira V'adas, that I thought that your Teira was greater than the B'nei Bavel because you never went to Galus, and therefore you didn't have Teira V'adas. Avu Yisi Shehisha B'nei Bavel, but I see that the Teira is actually stronger in Bavel. Sha'afal Pisha Galu Amdu Lehem Chachma Sachar Shvamaska Shegalu M'Michonya, who is also called Yoyachin, the Chsiv, and as the Pasuk of Malachim Bay states, Hakol Gibayim Oisim Mechama, Vetani Besei Da Oilam, Michi Magvur Oisim Bnei Adam, Hanasun Bishash Loishel Bazel, El She Gibayim Hayu Bimacham Tishel Tera, Ayin Shom. And Yad Ramahu points out, Chorosh, Kivin Shepesla Kol Nasim Kicharoshin, Nasin Akol Bifne Atzmon Kicharoshin Shlei Shomu Terim Oilam, Vyesh Lefarish, Nasin Akol Kicharoshin Shlei Shomu Is Dereim, Mitech She Ein Shom Adam, Yachal Hashav Al Dereim, Inami, Mitech She Ein Yechayin Lohavin Is Dereim, Mitech Amkon. And as we know, the Lashon Shmir refers to understanding. And as we know, in Talmud Bavli, we always use Lashon of Tashma, which means come and hear or come and understand. And Ayin Ramban in Veschanan who points out, although Ulu tells us Shehiktim Shtei Shana Levenishantem V'his Kabbal Biyodam Kiyesh B'Pasha Hazeis Remez L'Zman HaGolus V'Kashe Ba'al Leim His Beinu Babina. Certainly, they did not understand the depth of this gematria until the Churban actually occurred. Ayin Taisis M'sechtes Gittin on the Pechesan Beis who points out, and how can you say that Klal Yisrael was already serving Avodah Zarah right when they walked into Eretz Yisrael? And Tezis asked him, Taimah, that he, Mishnichtus Sula'aretz, Ashiyatsu Yesh Kol Kach, that although from the time they came into Eretz Yisrael until they had the Churban was 850 years, Mikol Mokom He'ozloi Ovdu Avodah Zarah, Va'il Hikshu Rabbechonon, V'dilma Ta'ivdu Maher, Achav V'Neshantun Kama, that maybe in the Pasuk states they will be destroyed very quickly, only means that once you actually serve Avodah Zarah for 852 years, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy you quickly after that point. As even when they came into Eretz Yisrael, the pestle of Micha was with them. And our Gemara now continues and quotes from Mishnah, where the Mishnah tells us that Bezal was Ma'imin al Edim, and one of the things that they said to Edim when coming to testify regarding Din Nefashes, Zulfikach Nivra Adam Yechidi Lametcha Shekala Ma'abin Nefesh Achaz Mishol Ma'al Lavakasav Kilu Yibir Oyun Lomali V'chol Ma'kayim Nefesh Achaz Mishol Ma'al Lavakasav Kilu Kayim Oyun Lomali. The Mishnah brought down three other pshatim, when we play Shalom Briyas, and it was also because Shalom Briyas, Shalom Yom Adam Chaver, Abogadol Mevicha, and a third explanation, Shalom Yom Yom Haber Shuz Beshemayim, and a fourth explanation, Ul Hagid Dosser Hashal Kaj Borchu, Shalom Tevea Kamat Beis Bechaisim Echad, Kulon Deim Zel Zer, Umelch Machem Lachem Akaj Borchu, Tavakal Adam Chaisam Shal Adam Rishain, Vein Echem Hen Deim Lechaverai. Our Gemara now continues and will bring a Brisa that also brings four explanations. Two of them will be the same as the Mishnah, and two will be new as Tanra Bonon, Adam Yechidi Nivra, and what is the reason? Which is the third reason of our Mishnah. Dav Achar, which is a new reason. That's because of Tzadikim and Rishayim. That Tzadikim should not say that we are the children of Tzadikim, and therefore we're certain that we will be Tzadikim. And as Rashi says, Avinu tzadik nivra, lefikach anu tzadikim, vein anu tzrich l'sachik min avera, ki loy nichshaba, as it's in our DNA and in our genes to be tzadikim, v'ushayim omrim anu b'nei rasha, and as Rashi states, vein anu zekukim b'tshuva, l'tzadik ki loy yoyol, that our tshuva will not help, as we are predisposed and it's preordained that we should be rishayim. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishayim in order to tell us that everyone comes from the same person, and therefore everyone has their own bechira. The Brisa continues with the third pshat, which is actually the second pshat on Mishnah. And the Brisa explains that just like now, that Adam Rishon was the first man, and everyone comes from the same family, that we still fight with each other. Then certainly, if the world was created from two separate people, then certainly there would be a lot of machlekes in the world. And finally, the fourth pshat, which is also a new pshat, as Rashi states, and therefore they will steal from each other and they will claim that it always belonged to us. Once again, the Gemara states, and points out, that certainly people will be more careful with Gezel. The Yad Ramah brings a pasuk in Malachi, Inyan Shenema, Halei Av Echad L'Kulonu, Madua Nivgad Ish Be'achiv. Gemara continues and quotes from the last pshat of the Mishnah, Ulhag Lasse Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sh'odim Tevei Akamat Beis B'chaisim Echad, Kulon Deim Lezel Zeh, U'melech Ma'acham Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tav Akal Adam Mechaisam Shal Adam Rishon, Ve'in Echem En Deim Lechaveri. The Gemara brings down an expanded braisa as Tan Rabbanu, Ulhag Lasse Shal Ma'acham Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sh'odim Tevei Akamat Beis B'chaisim Echad, Kulon Deim Lezel Zeh, Hav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tevei Akal Adam Mechaisam Shal Adam Rishon, we bring down a pasuk in Iyov that states, and when a person dies, their mold is transformed into clay. When Tchias HaMesim happens, then those that are dead will stand up like a beged. Since the pasuk uses Lashon Chesim to describe the body of a person, so we see that Adam Rishon was created from a mold. Rashi continues, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that no person's face is like another person? The Rashi explains, that a person shouldn't see beautiful home or a beautiful woman, and he should say that that's my wife, and no one will be able to prove that he's not the right person since he looks just like his friend. Nemana, as the next pasuk in Iyov states, that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back the light from Rishoyim, and he made sure that the light of everyone's face is different, so therefore their strong arms will be broken, as they will not be able to claim that this house or this wife is theirs. When the Gemara states Ishana, we're not talking about a woman that has physical beauty. At this point, every single woman would look the same. Therefore, it must be when the Gemara mentions Ishana, it's referring to her being Nor B'Masel. The Gemara continues, Tani will enter the Brisa, that there are three things that a person is different from his friend, B'kol B'Maru V'Das, his voice and his look, as well as his Das. And the Brisa explains, B'kol B'Maru Mishum Erva, that he had to be different in his voice and his appearance, because of erva. Rashi explains, Mishum erva shli yischal fli ishva baila loy biyoyim pnei amara, not during the daytime because of their appearance, ubalaylum pnei akol, and at night even if they can't see each other, but because their voices will be different, so a person will be able to recognize the voice of their spouse. The Brisa continues, uvadas pnei agazlanim v'chamsonim, that everyone has their own das and their own thought process, and that's in order to make sure that people can't steal from each other, as otherwise if someone wants to hide something, then certainly his friend will know exactly where he would hide it. And as Rashi states, "V'das b'pei gazlanim im yadua ma b'leiv chaveri yichapitz matzpeinav v'yada heichem emaynai." Gemara continues, "Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Brisa Adam Nivra be'erev Shabbos, that a person was created on erev Shabbos umpei ma, and what is the reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a person on erev Shabbos? Shelo yitzidikim oimim shutav hoy loylak Kadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa brachus, in order the tzaddikim should not be able to say that the Kadosh Baruch Hu had a partner in maisa brachus, and Adam was a partner with that Kadosh Baruch Hu in maisa brachus. Avacha, another reason is shim tazuach daitei lo." As if a person becomes arrogant, then we could say to him, Yitush Kodmach b'mais b'reishis, even this small bug called the Yitush was created before you, and therefore you're not so chashuv. The Brisa tells us, another reason is, Kadeshi Yikonsu Mitzvah Miyad, since Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos, so he was able to go and perform the mitzvah and have Shabbos right after he was created. And another pshat is, Kadeshi Yikonsu Sudu Miyad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mative to Adam Rishon, and therefore he wanted to make sure that the entire world was already prepared for Adam Rishon, and it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared an entire Suda for Adam Rishon prior to Adam being created. The Gemara Gemara states, Mashal Melch Bas of Dam, that this is similar to a human king, Shabbanim Patrin Vishichlam Vishkan Suda. This king built a palace and he decorated it and he prepared a Suda, Vaka Chichlis Urchin, and only after everything was prepared did he invite his guests to come and enjoy. And the Gemara will now dash in various psukim in Mishlei and Perek Tes, and the Pasuk states, Chachmais Bansu Besa Chaspa Amudea Shiva, and the Pasuk Beis it states, Tavcha Tivcha Mascha Yena Af Archo Shulchana, and Pasuk Gimel states, Shulchan Arisea Tikra Agape Murray Mekaris. The Pasuk is telling us that if someone builds a home with Chachma, then they first build the house, and they made seven pillars, which refers to the 7 days of Maaseh Bereishis. The Pasuk then states that she already prepared her meat, and prepared her wine, and she already set a table, and she then sent her young women in order to invite people, and they called out from the top of the heights of the city. Ayin Rashi, who teaches Gape Makum Gavoya, it's referring to a high place. Gemara now goes through these psukim. Chach bas ban tzbeisa zumi dashi shal kadosh baruch hu shabaras kol hayom kulo b'chachma, that this meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he created the entire world with Chachma. When the pasuk states chatzba amudei shiva elu shivas mei brishis, as we explained, and Taisus points out the b'shiva yom nivra ilam sha'af al pi shabashish yom nivra ilam mikal makom hay chasam nucha as shabas shabbos b'menucha v'hayim dechsev v'yichal alakim b'yom hashvi. And the pasuk then continues tavcha tivcha maschi yena af ocho shulchana ilu yamim unahores v'chol tzarach ilam. This refers to all the seas and the oceans and anything that's needed in the world. Finally, once the entire world was ready, then Shulchan Ariseh Tikra, Zeh Adam V'Chava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invited Adam and Chava to the party. And the Gemara continues that we just mentioned that Pasuk Gimel states, Agape Murei Mekeres, Rabbi Bachana Rami, and Rabbi Bachana is the following stira, as Ksiv, it says in Pasuk Agape, which we explain means at a high point, Uksiv Akisei. Then 11 Pesukim later, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yudalid, the Pasuk Mishle states, Yashva LePesach Besa, Akisei Murei Mekeres. It seems that he was at a lower spot and not on such a high spot. And the Gemara explains, B'tchila Agape, that in Chenami, originally Adam was on a pedestal and was on the height of the world. Once he did Avera, Al-Kisei, then he was demoted and he was only on a chair in a lower position. We learned this Gemara like Rashi, and I in the bottom taste an Amid, Pirisha Kuntris, Makam Gavoya, Ulu B'Sev Kishasarach, Nitra Al-Kisei, the Kosha, the B'Sev Per Kamen, B'Sev Tzavid, the Zara, Mashma, the Kisei Adif Megapi, the Darish Gabi Tamish, B'tchila Agape, Goylo, Mimakum, Makam, Ulu B'Sev Kishinas Rashiva, Al-Kisei, the Kanami Yesh Litrish Kane, Koyd Mishis Davga Loy Chava, Agape, prior to him getting married to Chava, then he was Agape, which was a low Badrega, and the Lashon Gape is similar to the Lashon that we find in Pash Mishpatim, in Begapa Yavoy, Begapa Yetzei, Ul B'Seif Al-Kisei, and then once he married Chava, then he was in a higher position, and he was Al-Kisei. The Gemara now continues to discuss Mishle Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalid, as the Pasuk states, Mi Pesi Yasser Hina, Salev Amr Loy, and the Gemara explains, Amar Kaj Baruch Hu, Mi Pita Lizeh, that who persuaded Adam Rishon to go away from my tzivoy and to eat from the Eitz Hadas, Isha Amroloi, it was Chavar that told him to do so. And the Gemara explains the Chsiv, and we find that an Isha is associated with Chasalev, as the Pasuk states, Noyef Isha Chasalev, that a person that's Mizana with a woman is someone that lacks understanding. The Gemara continues, Tani, we learned to the Brisa, Rameo Emer, Rameo taught us, Adam Rishon, Kala Ilm Kulei Hutzpa Afrei, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, he went and gathered from all the dust of the world, and from all the dust in the world, he created Adam Rishon. And then, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Omi Roei Necha, Baal Sifcha Kulim Yikasevu, Om Yutzu Voloi Echa Behem, the Lashon Galmi refers to an unshaped form of a piece of clay, and the Pasuk tells us, Galmi Roei Necha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the entire unshaped form of Adam Rishon, when Uksiv, and we know that the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the world, and therefore it must be they took from the dirt of the entire world, and as the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Bi states, Ki Hashem in the Meshaita is Bechala Oretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the entire world. Rashi says, Galmi Roei Necha, Mikol Mari Necha, Niglapti, V'Hainu Kala Oilom, and Rashi brings from a Pasuk in Zechaya of Eine Hashem Hema Meshaitim Chala Oretz, which is a bit different than our Gemara. Before we continue, let's mention Taisus and Mesechus Brachas and Daf Samachom and Beis, Dio Maskel Ashiyotzar, and Taisus explains that when we see in the Brach of Ashiyotzar, Ashiyotzar Sa'odam Chachma, B'tan Chuma, V'yuvar Lekim Sa'odam, Amar Aboyin V'chachma, Shehiskim Zeynesav, V'achim Barai, as our Gemara just taught us. The Gemara just taught us that Adam Rishon was created from all parts of the world, and Amar Aisha Mishmei Derav, Adam Rishon, and we continue on Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis, Ufay Min Bavol, that his body was from Bavol, V'roishim Eretz Yisrael, and his head was from Eretz Yisrael, and Beivarav, as Rashi explains, Yodav Raglav, his hands and his feet, were from the rest of the world, as we just learned on Amud Aleph, and Rashi at Tapan Amud, Gufay Min Bavol, Hashem Shehisa Amukah, Nira, Shemisham Lekech, Lekach Nasa Metzula, that since the body body is such a large piece of Adam Rishayin and Bavel is so low, it must be a lot of dirt from Bavel was taken out in order to form the body of Adam Rishayin. And Rashi explains, V'reishim Eretz Yisrael, she gavoya v'chashuvi mikol ha'aretz. And the Gemara continues, Ag Boisav, where was the dust taken from that Hashem created Adam Rishayin's backside? And Amar Rav Acha, me'akra d'agba, Rav Acha says, they took it from a place called Akra d'agba. And Rashi says, b'bavel hava, this was a place in Bavel, v'hu amik ma'id, and that city is an area which is very low in Bavel. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbeichim Rabchina, sh'teimas rishayis havayim, every day has 12 hours. And the sixth day of creation was split up as follows, shah rishayin ha'hutzpah afray, that the first hour of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered the dust for Adam Rishayin, sh'niya nasa gaylam, in the second hour, he made Adam Rishayin's shape, sh'lishis numtcho evarv, in the third, he stretched out his evarv, revi'is nizrukah bein neshama, in the fourth hour, he put a neshama in Adam Rishayin, chamishis amin al-raglav, on the fifth hour, he stood on his feet, shishis kar shemais, in the sixth hour, Adam Rishayin called all the animals different names, vi'is nizdav g'lei chava, in the seventh hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created chava, and Adam was paired with chava, shminis in the eighth hour, olamit shnayim v'yardu haba, that Adam and Chava went onto a bed as two people, and they got off as four, as Chava immediately had a child, and she immediately gave birth to Cain, as well as a twin girl, and she is in the ninth hour of the day, and in Stavish Lechom Ilon, then Adam Rishon was commanded not to eat from the Ilon, and not to eat from the Itzadas, Asir Sarach, and in the tenth hour, Adam and Chava raised the Avera, and ate from the Itzadas, Achas Asa Nidain, and the 11th hour they were judged, and Shteim Esri Nitro V'Holachloi, and already in the 12th hour of the day, they were thrown out of Gan Eden. Shineman, as the Pasuk in Tillim states, for Adam Bikar Bal Yolin Nimshel Gabehim Is Nidbu, that Adam does not stay and does not rest while he's in Yakar and while he's in all his glory. And Adam wasn't even able to stay in Gan Eden for the first night after he was created. The Gemara continues, Omrei Bachama in Chayra Shulethes Adam, that generally Chayra should not have Shlita over a person Elim Kinid Malika Behema, unless a person does Averis and therefore he is compared to an animal. Shineman, as the previous Pasuk continued, Nimshel, that a person will be able to be ruled over Kabahim with Nidbo when he appears like an animal and he does Averis. The Gemara continues and brings a simon regarding Adam Rishayin, Shah Besayif Arami Simon, and Amr Behudam Rav. Rabbi Huda says the name of Rav, Beshasha Bikish Akash Baruch Hu Livers as Adam, Baruch Kadacha Shel Malacha Yasharis. At the time Akash Baruch Hu wanted to create Adam, he first created a bunch of Malacha Yasharis, and Amr Lahem, he said to them, Ritzayin Chim Nas Adam and Salmenu, should we make a person? And Amr Lafonov, then he said to him, Rebbeinu Shalom Ma Maisav, Amr Lahem, Kach Vakach Maisav, Sakash Baruch Hu responded, this is what he will do. And Amr Lefonov, so the Malachim responded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, and they quoted the Pasuk in Tehillim that states, Ma'onesh kisiz grenu, Uben Adam kisiz grenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't happy, so Hoshet Etzboi Ketana Beinayim Usrafam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his small finger in between these Malachim Yesharis, and he burnt them up, and he destroyed them, V'chein Katshniya, and a similar thing happened with a second group of Malachim, and Katshlishis, Amr Lefonov, and the third group said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Rishayim Sh'am my Ilu, that even though you asked the advice of the first two sets, that certainly didn't go very well and it didn't help them at all. Therefore, we're not getting involved. Kol Ilum Kula Shalchahu, that the entire world belongs to you. Kol Mashat Reitz Alasu Bayilamecha, say whatever you want to do, you should do. Lemaisa Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishayin, Kiva Shegia LaAnshei Dara Mabel VaAnshei Dara Floga. But once the Dara Mabel and Dara Floga happened, Shemasei Mekul Kolin and the Maisim were completely corrupt. Amru Lefanov, so those same Malachim came back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When they said, there weren't the first two sets of Malachim correct when they told you not to create Adam. And Amar Lahen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Malachim that L'maisa the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'adzikna nihu, V'adzeva ni esbal, until old age, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Seva, I will bear them. And as the Pasuk continues, Ani Asisi, V'ani Esa, V'ani Esbal, V'amalet, even though I know that Adam will not be perfect, but L'maisa I wanted to create Adam. This first member of Rabbi Hud, in the name of Rav, is the Simon of Shah, and the Gemara continues with another member of Rabbi Hudam Rav, which is the Simon of Saif, as Amar Rabbi Hudam Rav, Adam Rishon is Sefer Eglim at Sefer Hayah, that the length of Adam Rishon was from one side of the world until the other side of the world, and as the Pasuk in Veschanan states, Kishol Nalu Yomim Rishonim Asher Hayu Lefanecha Lemen Hayom Asher Bara Lekim Adam Ala Oretz Ulemikzei Hashemayim Vaktzei Hashemayim Haniyah Kedav HaGadol Hazeh Ayah Nishba Kamayu. We see that on the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, he was from one side of the world until the other. Kivin Shesarach, once Adam Rishayin did Avera and he ate from the Itzadas, Hinech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadolav Miyutai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his hand on him and he made Adam Rishayin smaller, Shenem, and as the Pasuk states in Tehillim, Achar V'kedem Tzartani, V'tashis Le'Kapecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam with a back and a front, and as we know that Adam was created with two faces, and he had a face of a man on his front and a face of a woman in his back? As Rashi states, Achar v'kadem shnei tzuros du patzufim. Then the pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his palm onto Adam Rishon, and he minimized the height of Adam Rishon. The Gemara continues, Amar Belazar, and a similar idea is said over the name of Belazar, that Adam Rishon in Eretz Adar Kiyahaya, that originally Adam Rishon was the length from the floor and from the ground until the Rikia. And this is also based on the same pasuk in Pashvas Chanon. The pasuk stated, Lemina Yom Shabar Lakim Adam Ala Eretz Lemikseya Shemayim, and the pasuk states, Ala Eretz Lemikseya Shemayim, but Kivin Shesarach, once he did that Vera and he ate from the Tzadas, he near Kadosh Baruch Hu Yadav Lav Miyotai Shinema Ocha V'Kedem Tzatani, as we previously explained. The Gemara continues and asks, Kashu Kriya Dodi, that Lachir is a steer in the Psukim, as the Maisa the pasuk stated, Ala Eretz Lemikseya Shemayim, which is Mashmah that Adam was length from the floor of the ground until Shemayim. And the pasuk also says Ulumikseya Shemayim Al Kseya Shemayim, and the Gemara explains Idividi Chodamidhi the Inachanami, they're exactly the same measurement. And the Gemara continues with the third member of Rabbi Yehuda Amrav. This is the Siman of Arami. But Rabbi Yehuda Amrav Adam Rishon Lashon Arami Sipar, the Adam Rishon spoke in Lashon Arami and he spoke in Aramaic. And as the pasuk in Tehillim, if the pasuk says Achav Kedem Tzartoni V'Tach LeKapecha, which is speaking about Adam Rishon, so 10 pasukim later the pasuk states V'Li Ma Yokur Yachar Kel Ma Otzmu Reshayim. Adam Rishon said that to me, how precious is the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Reecha is in Lashon Aramis, it refers to a person's thoughts. We see that not only did Adam Rishon speak in Lashon HaKadosh, but he also spoke with Lashon Arami, and he spoke Aramaic. The Gemara continues, behind the Dom Rish Lakish, that the Rish Lakish also explained that Ma'ed Chsiv Zeh Seifa Toldos Adam, that was the Pasuk mean in Bereishis when it says, this is the Seifa of the Toldos of Adam, Melamed Sharo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dor Dor V'Dorshav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon all the generations and all the dashanim, dar dar v'chachamav, he showed him all the generations and the chachamim, kim shagil, dar shor Rabbi Kiva, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got to the dar of Rabbi Kiva, shamach b'tar yasav in his asav misasai, so Adam was so happy with his Torah, and he was very disappointed and he was depressed as to the misa of Rabbi Kiva, who as we know died as one of the Asar Rugi Malchus. Rish Lakish explains that Omar, when Adam Rishon saw Rabbi Kiva, and he saw this discrepancy between the life of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva's death, he said the pasuk of Lima Yaku Echakel, that I can't understand the depth of your thought. Lamaisa, he wasn't able to understand why Rabbi Kiva would have such a death. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yudam Rav, Adam Rishon Minhaya, that Adam Rishon was a min. And as the pasuk in Bereishis states, Vayikra Hashem al Kimal Adam, Vayimal Yaka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to Adam after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, where are you? And the Gemara explains that the Lashon Yaka means, Onnata Lipcha, where is your heart turning? As HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that Adam Rishon had thoughts of Minos. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak also says, Moshe Paralosai Haya, that Adam Rishon was a Moshe Paralosai. He wanted to see him like an oral. As in Hoshea it says, Behemak Adam of Rubris, that they are like Adam Rishon who went against the Bris, and Uksiv, and in Pashas Lechacha, the Pasuk states, as Brisi Hefar. Therefore, we see that when it says that Adam went against the Bris, it's referring to Bris Milah. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Nachman Amar, Kaifa Be'ikah Haya, that it was Kaifa Be'ikah, as Ksiv Hacha of Rubris, the Pasuk in Hoshea says that Adam was Oivah on the Bris. Uksiv Hasam and Pashas and Tzavim, the Pasuk states, Amru Allah She'ozvu as Bris Hashem Alekechem, Vayishtachvu Alehim Achirim Vayavdom. Therefore we see that he was Kaifa Be'ika, and Rabbeinu Chananel actually says that we shouldn't say that he was Kaifa or that he was a min, as Rabbeinu Chananel states, Pirish Rav Rab Yitzchak Rab Nachman Bo Loidia, Ki Aminim Oimim, Ki Adam Rishon Min Haya Kameisenu, O Moshe Chalosei Haya, Ve Kaifa Be'ika Hashchina Haya, O Mevi'in Raya L'Dvei Me'il HaPsukim. Gemara is telling us, Havizihim B'tshuv and you should be careful as to how you respond to them, and you should know what to respond. Rabbeinu Chananel continues, Talmud Ayin Yad Ramah, who defines what a min is, and he states, whenever the Gemara speaks about a min, let's keep in mind that some say that stands from in Talmido Yeshe Noitri, and we know that Rav lived right after Churban Bayesheni. That was the beginning of Christianity. Based on that context, it's much easier to understand our Gemara. The Yad Ramah then continues, Yesh Eimim Shenivra Mal, that Adam Rishon was born when he was Mal, who Mashach Halasai V'lei Yedin and Hechi Hava Efshalei El Mistava Shenivra Mashach Balasai V'lei Mal Al Korchach Sfir Leder Rabbi Yitzchak, that Adam Rishon is Daval Amila V'lei Mal the Eloi Maika Adam of Rubris Ayin Shom. The Yad Ramah brings down the Rabbeinu Chananel, and he states, v'nanaminon devade moron l'shem shemayim mechavin, that certain Rabbeinu Chananel was miskav l'shem shemayim, miu gemara l'mashmachi. The Yad Ramah explains why gemara is not mashm like that, and he ends off umay dekoma dechas v'sholom dechach mitalma le'omri al odom rishon val kiyetz be'pegam ma'iko kashle im hava hava amay le'hava amri, that if this is actually the truth, then why wouldn't the gemara state this? The gemara continues t'nan hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Avos, and according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it makes a lot of sense as to the Hemshech HaGemara. The Rabbi Lezo Imer, Rabbi Lezo stated, Havishakud Luma Torah, V'dam Mashitash L'Abikaris, that you should make sure to learn Torah very well, and this way you'll understand and have what to respond to the Apikarsim. The Yad Ramah states, Apikaris is Lashah Hefka, and Rashi states, Kadesh Tate the Lashah L'Abikaris, Habola Havi Rayim and Atera, L'Divri Atzdukim, or as some Agaris, L'Divri Minos, and once again it refers to Talmud Yeshu. However, Om Rabbi Yechon explains, Lashonu El Apikaris, that the only time that we said that you should actually get involved and have any suchsuch with an apikurus is only with a guy, but if it's apikurus that's Yisrael, then certainly you should not get involved and have any conversation with them. And as Rashi says, and you won't be able to win him over, as Lamaisa he's already said in his ways, he already learned Torah, and he made a conscious decision to go against the Torah, as the famous word is, that sometimes the questions are really answers and not actually questions. Similarly, we find that self-hating Jews are sometimes worse than goyim. The Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yechon kol makim shepakra minim chuvasim b'tzida, that any time the minim brought a raya from a pasuk to the shitters in order to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer to that question is right next to it. The Gemara goes through many examples, as the pasuk says in Bereishis, Nasa Adam Tzalmenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let us make man in our image, they will bring a raya to shituf, and they would say it's a raya to plurality, and it is stated in Blushin Rabbim. However, Va'imer, the next pasuk states, Va'yivra l'kim is Adam Mitzalmoy, and the Torah uses Lashin Yachid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created a person in his image. The Gemara brings another example from the pasuk in Pashas Neach regarding the Dara Floga, as the pasuk states, Havar Nerdo v'nov l'sham svasam, and once again it's a Lashin Rabbim, and it states, let us go down, and let us confuse and mix up that speech. And the response to this is from two pasukim beforehand, that the pasuk states, Va'yir Hashem liris is Seir v'samigdol, that pasuk is Blashin Yachid. The Gemara continues with a third example, which is a pasuk in Pashas Vayishlach, and the pasuk is speaking about Yaakov, and the pasuk states, Vayivin Sham is Beach, Vayikul Lamaka im Kale Beis Eil, Yisham Niglu Ilav Elikim, Vivarchim im Pteachiv, and the Lashin Niglu is a Lashin Rabbim, and once again the response is in the same parak, as the pasuk states, Vinakumu Vinala Beis Eil, Vesa Sham is Beach, Lakel Oino ACBM Tsirasi, Vahi Modibaderach Hashalachti, and the Lashin Oino is a Lashin Yachid, and the Gemara continues with a fourth example, and the pasuk in Veschanan states, Kimiga Gadol Ashaloy Elikim Kravim Elov, Kashem Elikinu Bechol Karinu Elov, and the pasuk used the Lashon Rabbim when it states Kravim Elov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. And once again, the tshuva is in the same pasuk as the pasuk states, Kashem Elikinu Bechol Karinu Elov, and that's Lashon Yachid. The Gemara brings a fifth example, as the pasuk in Shmuel Beis tells us, Umika Amcha Ki Yisrael Goy Echa Baret Ashaholchu Elikim, and the Lashon Holchu is a Lashon Rabbim. And once again, the tshuva is in the same pasuk, as the pasuk continues, Liftos Loilam, and Loy is a Lashon Yachid. The Gemara continues with a sixth example from a pasuk in Daniel, and the pasuk starts off, Chazei Haves Abdi Karsvan Remu. Daniel said, I watched until thrones were set up, and it's mashmur that there were multiple thrones for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's mashmur there are multiple gods. However, the pasuk continues, Va'atik Yemim Yisav, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from the Ancient of Days, and is the oldest in the world. He sat down, and it's a Lashon Yachid. The Gemara continues and asks, Hanach Lomli, that Lamaisa Inachanami, the pasuk gives a tshuva and it says Lashon Yachid, but ultimately, originally, it started off with Lashon Rabbim, and why would the Torah do this? And the Gemara explains, Kid Rabbi Yechon, that this is actually teaching us Derech Eretz, and Derech Eretz Kadmo Torah, the Amr Rabbi Yechon, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Isidava, Elm Kinimlach, Bimhamal Yishamayla, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't take any great action unless he is Bimhamal Yishamayla, Shenemen, as the pasuk in Daniel states, Big Zeris, Ian Piskamo, Uvimimim Kadishin Shelsa, this is done by the decree of the ones who are awake. This request was done by the word of those that are holy, and the pasuk uses the Lashon Rabbim, and the Gemara continues, Hateinach Kulu, so we understand the first five examples, as over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking, therefore it makes sense that he would mention the Malachim. However, Lemaisa, in the last pasuk that we brought from Daniel, where the pasuk states, Adi Kresvim Numeria, Maik Lemema, as why would there have to be multiple thrones if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was singular? The Gemara responds, Echad Loi V'Echad L'David, in Chanami, one throne was set up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one throne was set up for David HaMelech. The Tanya, as we learned to the Abaisa, Echaloy, Echal David, Div Rabbi Kiva, and Amalei Rabbi Yisi, and some agrees to Rabbi Yisi Haglili, as Rabbi Yisi was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, and wouldn't make sense that he would actually speak to Rabbi Kiva in this manner. And Rabbi Yisi Haglili said to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, Masa Atal is a Shechina Choyl, how can you say the Pasuk would actually put David HaMelech on the same level as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Echaludin, Echalud Tzedaka? One throne was the Kisei Adin, and one throne was the Kisei for Tzedaka. The Gemara asks, Kibbul Mnei, Olay Kibbul Mnei, was Rabbi Kiva Mekabel this question for Rabbi Yisi Haglili and change his opinion, or didn't he change his opinion? And Tashma, I'll bring you Raya, Tani's willing to Braisa, Echaludin, Echalud Tzedaka, to Rabbi Kiva, and therefore we see that ultimately later on, Rabbi Kiva agreed to the Shita of Rabbi Yisi Haglili. And it's a bit interesting because at the end result, we see Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Kiva both agree the two thrones were set up for Din and Tzedakah. And if so, why did Agamara begin and tell us that the two chariots were set up, Echad Loi v'Echad LaDavid, and try to bring a raya from the member of Rabbi Kiva if Rabbi Kiva himself was Chazar? Gemara now brings a third Shita, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya said to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva Malach Eitzel Haggadah, that Rabbi Kiva, you shouldn't be involved with Haggadah. This is not the right shot, and Klach Eitzel Nagoyim v'Olois, and you should involve yourself with things that are much more lofty and much more difficult, like Nagoyim and Olois. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya states, Ela Echad LaKisei v'Echad LaShrafraf, and when the Pasuk speaks about multiple thrones, one was the actual throne to sit on, one was a footstool, and as he explains, Kiselei Shavlov and Shrafraf La'Doin Raglov. The Gemara continues, Amrav Nachman, Hayman Diyod La'Dur L'Minim Kerav Idis L'Hada, V'Loi L'Hada, that if someone knows how to respond to Minim as well as Rav Idis, then you should respond, but if not, you should not get involved and speak to Minim. And the Gemara continues and brings an example, Amar Huminu L'Rav Idis, Min said to Rav Idis, Ksiv, the Pasuk of Mishpatim states, Vel Moshe Omar Alei El Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that he should come up to Hashem, since Hashem was speaking, so the Min asked him, Alei Elai Mibayilei, the Pasuk should say that you come up to me, and Amalei and Rav Idis responded to the Min, Zel Matatron Sheshmei Kishem Rabbi, Dechsiv Kishmi Bekirbai, in the Chinami, it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was speaking to Moshe, and instead it was the Malach called Matatron. That's why the Pasuk said that you should go up to Hashem. We know that in Pashas Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm going to send the Malach in front of you, and he will lead the way. The Pasuk tells us, Yishomi Mipano V'shma B'koiloi Atamibai, Ki Layisi L'Pashechem, Ki Shmi B'kirbai, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that my name is his name, and therefore he was the one who told Moshe that you should come up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara is, Yichachid Nifl Kulei, that L'Chira, if Matatron shares the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so L'Chira we should be able to bow down to Matatron. Rav Ida stated, Ksiv Atamibai, Atamirimibai, that is why the Pasuk tells us they shouldn't exchange Matatron with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly, even though Matatron is a shlich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but certainly you can't bow down to Matatron. The Min continues and he asks in Cain that the Pasuk states, L'yisi L'Pashechem, they will not be able to carry your averis and we won't be able to forgive you. If so, Lomli, so what is the point of having this Malach that's leading you? And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Sarav Edis responds to the Min, Hamnusa B'yodon, that in Echanami, certainly we agree that this Malach has no power to forgive us, and that Filu Bim Parvan Kanami, like a Bilnei, and that's why B'nai Yisrael specifically told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't want him to actually lead us, and we want you to lead us B'chvedu V'atzmai, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk in Kisisa tells us, by Yehimei Lov, Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im'im Panecha Holchem, Al Talenu Mizeh, that if you B'chvedu V'atzmai don't lead us, then we don't want to leave Mitzrayim. L'maisa the Mashal points out, the Min understood that the word Al Tomeboi means that a person should not rebel against the Malach Matatrin, and therefore he said that it makes sense that since he's considered like a god, and we're not allowed to rebel against him, therefore the Pasuk tells us that the Malach will decide not to forgive us, as L'maisa has the power to forgive us, and that's why the Min asked this question to Rav Idis. The Gemara continues, Omer Le'ahu Min Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, that Min said to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Pasha Vayera, Vashem Himtas Hashem. Since the Pasuk begins by stating Vashem Himtal Sadaim, so it should say at the end of the Pasuk, Me'itaymi Bayilei, and why does it say Me'is Hashem? And it's Mashma that are two gods, and there is some sort of Shitof. The Gemara tells us, Amalei Hu Kavis, so this launderer says to Rabbi Shmuel, Shafke Anom Mehadranalei, that you should leave him alone and you shouldn't respond, as I will respond to him. And this launderer explained, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk in Pasha Brace states, by Yemen Lemach Lenosha of Odovitzila, Shman Kailan and Sheikh Lamech, even though the Pasuk starts by Lemech speaking, it still says that he called Adar Vitzila the wives of Lemech, even though Nashaimi Bailei, he should have said, my wives, Elu Mishtoi Krahachi, Hachinami Mishtoi Krahachi. We therefore see that this is the standard Derech of the Torah, and therefore it's not a question. Amalei Minola Chaha, and Rabbi Shmuel asked the launderer, how do you know this? And the launderer responded, Mipekid Rameya Shmili, I heard it from a share of Rameya, and it's a bit Sarachbiya. Why the launderer Gemara didn't originally say it over b'shem Amrei. The Gemara continues that we know that Ramei would speak drash as the Amrei of Yechron, have a dorish Ramei of a pirkei, when Ramei would dash in public, have a dorish tilsa shmeitza, tilsa agata, tilsa masli, he would split his shear into thirds. A third was Gemara or halacha, a third was agata, and a third was mesholim, Ramei Yechron. And we also know Ramei Yechron stated regarding Ramei, gimel meis mesholim shulim hailel Ramei. Ramei had many mesholim, and there were 300 mesholim that Ramei had that were regarding faxes. Va'anu ein lano el sholish, or as most Rishonim agrees, va'anu ein lano el achas, that we only have one of Ramei's mesholim regarding a shul. This mashal was relevant to three psukim, one in Yecheskel, one in Pashas Kedoshim, and one in Mishlei. As we continue on Daflam and Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara quotes these three psukim as the pasuk in Yecheskel states, Malachem atem meishlem es hamashal hazeh al admes Yisrael leima oviseich lubayser yishini abonim tekahena. The pasuk in Kedoshim states, Meizlin tzedek, avni tzedek, eifas tzedek, vihin tzedek yilachem, ani Hashem lekecham, asher tzeitzi eschem eretz mitzayim. The third pasuk is in Mishlei, and it states, tzedek mitzor nechlatz vayovi rosh tachtov. Rashi explains that Ramei would say a mashal that a fox tricked the wolf and told him to go to an area where the Jews were preparing their Suda Shabbos, and if you assist them, they will give you food. However, when the wolf went, they started hitting with sticks, and the wolf went back to the fox and wanted to kill the fox. The fox said, it's because your father once went and helped them, but then ate all of their best meat and food, therefore they want to kill you. And the wolf responded to the fox that why should I be punished for the deeds of my father? And the fox responded that since you did the same thing, so the pasuk in Yecheskel states, that fathers will eat the unripened grapes, v'shini abon takena, and that children's teeth will be knocked out or dulled. And the fox continued that come and I will show you where to get food. And the fox took the wolf to a well. The well had a pulley system with two buckets. The fox got into one of the buckets and weighed down the bucket, and he went into the well. The wolf asked him, why'd you go into the well? And the fox showed the wolf the reflection of the moon in the water, and he said that there's cheese and there's meat down in the well, and that's why I went into the well. And the wolf asked the fox, how could I get into the well? And the fox responded, you should climb into the other bucket. And of course the wolf now went into the bar, and the fox came out and left the wool in the bar. The wolf then asked him how he could get out, and the fox responded, tzadik mitzara nechlatz, ayovi rosh tachtov, loy kaksiv, moidid tzedek, avne tzedek, ifa tzedek, vin tzedek, giyalachem, ayin Rashi, and ayin Rishonim, and Mefarshim who explain Rashi further. Before we finish, let us go back to the Olei Taisis on the Aflam Rechesson Rebeis, and the Gemara told us regarding Adam and Chava, that Shminis ol lumita shnayim v'yordu abba. Taisis explains, as we explain the Gemara, that v'yordu abba refers to Adam and Chava, the kayim v'tiyu masai, aval hevel leid leil ba'isipam, and hevel wasn't born at that time, kidichsiv, as the Pasuk later states, v'ataisiv ledes u'shnei tumais nol du'imai, the darish bereshis rabbim in the chsiv, as ochiv, as hevel, ayin in taisvis, and we will stop over here.